Ladies and gentlemen, before an audience of several hundred members of the 1st Motion Picture Unit of the United States Army Air Corps, Bristol Myers, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty, and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Jingle bell. Merry Christmas, Harry. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hollywood is really decorated for Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hollywood and Vine, there are two big Santa Clauses hanging on the lampposts.
No, just one, Harry. The other one is W.C. Fields. Yeah. He's been hanging there since last New Year's.
You say it's W.C. Fields?
You should have seen him last night. He stood there for an hour singing, I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas.
Well, I guess everybody's eagerly awaiting Santa Claus, Eddie.
Look, Harry, I don't want to shock you because you're such a young boy.
What's the matter?
But Santa Claus has decided not to come here this year. It's too dangerous the way things are.
I don't understand. Well, what do you mean?
If his reindeer show up in Los Angeles, the butchers will grab him. No!
No, wait a minute, Eddie. Yeah. Is the meat shortage really that serious?
Don't you... Is it serious?
Yeah, well, I...
Listen, this morning a cop's horse galloped down Hollywood Boulevard and 14 pedestrians bit him on the run. By the time that horse got to the station, he was only a colt.
See, that reminds me, I saw you on the boulevard this morning,
well,
Eddie.
Naturally.
You were probably doing your Christmas shopping.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that Woolworth's is a great place, isn't it?
I was in all the stores, Harry. In all the stores,
well,
I was.
I didn't know.
And you wouldn't be so insulting if you knew what kind of a gift I got for you.
Oh, a gift?
Well,
for me?
Of course, Harry.
Oh, boy, what am I getting?
Well, I'll give you a hint. You put it on your finger and it shines.
Oh. Oh, yeah, same as last year, huh? Nail polish.
No!
Well, look here, Eddie. Yeah. You haven't spent all your time shopping, have you?
Well, of course not. Well, you know why, Harry?
Why?
Didn't I discuss it with you, Harry?
What happened?
With Ida Lupino as our guest tonight, I spent most of the time learning to be a gentleman. I told you I was going to do it.
Well, what do you mean, learning to
Look,
be...
Look, she's a great actress, Harry.
Yes.
Extremely dignified. Mm-hmm. So I spent all day yesterday taking diction lessons. What a time I had. There I was with the professor of speech. Hanley Stafford?
Baby
Snook's father?
Oh,
he's
yes.
A professor of speech. Yes. Yes. Was in his place yesterday. He was saying to me...
Now, Mr. Cantor, you must learn to speak in glowing terms. You should know the meaning of adjectives.
Professor, you don't have to worry about my grammar. I happen to be an extremely intelligent person. Besides, I know exactly what adjectives is. I know how to tell you.
That's fine. Now, in meeting a woman of Ida Lupino's social standing,
yes,
one must speak flawlessly and with great dignity.
Naturally.
If you are guilty of crude, harsh pronunciations...
Yes?
It stinks. To begin your lesson on diction, read the first sentence in this book.
In this book? Okay.
Yes.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
No. You must get those pear-shaped toes.
Oh, round, yes.
For instance... Pooter pooper, pooked a pook, a pookle pooper.
Pookle poopers? Where do you buy them, in a Dulacatoose?
Precisely. All right, now you try the line.
A pooter pooper?
No. Your mouth isn't shaped correctly. Now, come on. Pucker up. Pucker up.
I didn't think you cared.
I'll get off my lap and continue with the rest of the exercise.
Yes.
Try this paragraph.
Very well. After taking my departure, I arrived at Albuquerque.
No.
No?
Not Albuquerque.
Not Albuquerque?
Albuquique.
From Albuquique... I went to Louisiana.
No. Not Louisiana. Louisiana.
All right. From Louisiana, we arrived in Ohio. Fool around with that one, wise guy.
that's silly. Why would anyone want to fool around with Ohio?
Okay, Professor, what is next?
Now repeat after me. I would appreciate your giving me 4 gallons of gasoline.
I would appreciate you giving me 9 gallons of gasoline.
I said 4.
I've got a B book. No. And that, Harry, is exactly what happened last night. I've studied so hard, I do hope I'll make an impression on Ida Lupino when she arrives. You see, Harry...
There's someone at the door.
That may be she now. Oh, do enter, please.
Hello, Mr. Cantor.
Hattie McDaniel. Hattie, the way you spoke, I thought you were Ida Lupino.
Boss, is you off the beam?
No. Tell me, Hattie, where have you been all day?
I've been Christmas shopping. Yeah? Rochester's in New York, so I sent him something to keep him warm.
To keep him warm, huh? What size?
2 gallons.
Have you heard from Rochester since he's been in New York, Hattie?
Constantly. Just listen to his last letter. He says, Dear Cuddles.
Cuddles.
It's cold here in New York, and I'm still warm from your goodbye kisses. Wish you were here, because it's getting time to refuel.
Tell me, Hattie, does he say anything about Jack Benny, Mr. Benny, you know?
Yes, he says, Mr. Benny played golf in Central Park this morning and managed to divot up a lovely Christmas tree.
Divot! Continue, Hattie.
He says, Central Park is beautiful this time of the year. This morning I visited the duck pond. Now if I can locate a cranberry pond, our Christmas dinner will be complete.
What else does Rochester have to say in the letter?
He says, we'll return to California soon. Mr. Benny is anxious to get back to Carmichael as there's a meat shortage.
Yeah.
He has given me a straight razor for Christmas and wants me to shave Carmichael in my own inimitable way.
Go on, honey.
This will be the second time I have tried to shave Carmichael. The last time I tried to shave him, he gained momentary possession of the razor.
Yes, yes.
And that's the first time a polar bear ever gave a man a G.I. haircut.
Thank you, Hattie. Gee, I wonder what could be keeping Ida Lupino. Maybe I better go out and phone her. Harry, will you take over while I'm gone?
Oh, yes, I'd be glad to, Eddie.
I better be careful how I speak to her. I must remember my diction. Albuquerque, pickled pooper.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, for the second time in 2 weeks, our own Dinah Shore has been honored in the popularity polls. This morning, she was notified that the newspaper and magazine radio editors of America, in a poll conducted by Radio Daily, have elected her as the best female popular singer in the country. And now our own Dinah is going to sing, This is the Army, Mr. Joe.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in the band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore. You're in the army now. You're not behind a plow. You gotta get up, you gotta get up. You're in the army now. You're in the army now. You're not behind a plow. You gotta get up, you gotta get up. You're in the army now. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried. She won't worry you anymore.
Dinah, Harry, I finally got this diction business figured out. You see, it's all in your breathing.
Oh, shucks, there's nothing. I've been breathing for years.
But not this way. Look, I'll show you. First, take a deep breath and hold it for the count of 20.
Count of 20. Like this?
That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
But Mr. Cater.
Yes, Dinah.
I don't see what breathing's got to do with it.
Well, it's really very simple, Dinah. You see, your voice comes from your diaphragm, so.
Yeah.
Okay, Harry, okay. 5, 6, 7. See, Dinah? If you hold your breath for 20 counts, then.
Mr. Cater, Harry's getting purple. Keep counting.
Oh, 8, 9. Oh, Harry.
Eddie, please.
You shouldn't have done that. Now we'll have to start all over. Gosh.
No, look, Eddie, forget about my diction. I'm here to tell people how they can feel better, faster, and it's what I say, not how I say it, that counts.
I think you're right, Harry. That makes me feel...
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, please remember this one thing. The next time you wake up feeling dull and headachy due to the need of a laxative, just remember Sal Hepatica and take it right away. Because then Sal Hepatica brings gentle, speedy relief, usually within an hour. So why wait until night to take the laxative you need in the morning? Then risk feeling miserable all day. Sal Hepatica has this additional advantage.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tonight or tomorrow. And any time you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. What's the matter, Eddie?
I just spoke to Ida Lupino. I spoke to her on the phone, Harry.
I know, but...
She's on her way over here. Tell me quick, do I look all right?
Well, don't worry about your looks, Eddie. That's silly. Why make such a fuss over Ida Lupino?
I know, but...
After, what if she is young and beautiful? What if she does have a pretty face?
What?
Beautiful hair.
Yeah.
What if she's got a gorgeous figure? And take a look, Eddie. Do I look all right?
Of course you look all right, Harry. Stop it. Harry, this is serious. Gosh, I hope I remember my language lesson, my diction, everything to... Well, Ida Lupino, here she is. Miss Lupino, it is indeed an honor and a privilege to have my program graced by so charming and cultured a lady.
Quit stalling, Popeye, and let's make with the belly laughs.
Belly laughs?
Yeah, the gaggaroos. Slip the nifty to me, Shifty. Shoot me a whopper and I'll give you a topper, popper.
Shifty, popper, shoot me a whopper? What's happened to you, Ida? You sound like you had a transfusion from Phil Harris.
Eddie, my dear, from now on, call me Peanuts Lupino. I'm giving up the drama and going into vaudeville.
Oh, no, Ida. You're making a mistake giving up your dramatic career for comedy. Gosh, don't... Comedians aren't happy. It gets tiresome having people laugh at your jokes all the time.
How would you know?
Jack Benny told me... Shut up! Take my advice, Ida. Stick to your serious roles. You really know how to handle drama. Why, the last time I went to see your picture, I cried and I cried and...
Oh, Eddie, my acting affected you so much.
No, I got there just after the prices changed. It was awful, I tell you. Fooling, Ida. Gosh, your performance in Life Begins at 8:30 really touched me emotionally. It did.
Oh, well, Eddie, don't tell me you shed tears.
Shed tears, she says. Shed tears. I cried so much, the ushers were floating up and down the aisles, battling the current. Why, my tears really flooded that place. Twice during the picture, a submarine came up in the loges.
Eddie, you're exaggerating.
I'm not. Just look at these eyes. I've really got something to cry with, you know. She likes my eyes. Look at these romantic eyes. Ida, I know that you're planning a picture with Charles Boyer, but let me show you how a real lover kisses. Do you mind?
Kiss you instead of Boyer.
Yes, that's right.
Eddie, if I can get caviar, why should I settle for hamburger?
A hunk of hamburger might come in mighty handy on a Tuesday night, babe. And he knows what I mean.
All right, Eddie. Come on. Well, come on. Kiss me. What are you waiting for?
Do you want me plain or with onions?
Eddie, let's stop this nonsense. I told you I'm through with love scenes and drama. I want to do a vaudeville act.
Oh, I've been thinking, you don't belong in vaudeville. You should go into that branch of show business where they'll appreciate your face and figure more.
Like what?
Like dancing.
But, Eddie, I can't dance.
Well, for this kind of job, you really don't have to dance. You can... You can just strut around a little, you know what I mean?
Strut around?
Look, I'll explain it this way, Ida. What is the first thing you did when you came into the studio tonight?
Well, I took my coat off.
Well, why stop there?
Eddie, you mean...
Just picture your name up in lights. Gypsy Rose Lupino. A pretty girl is like a melon. You know what I mean?
Yes, but if I did that, what would happen to my fans?
Nothing if you hold them right.
I'm definitely going into vaudeville.
Well, if you insist. Look, Ida, I like you, but do you expect to work alone in your act? You know, you're new at this thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I was thinking of hiring some stooge.
Yeah.
How would you like the job?
That is one of the dirtiest remarks I've ever had on this Time to Smile program. With I pen and cellophane. I want to tell you something. If you think that Eddie Cantor would act as a... How much will you pay?
$10 a week.
I'll take it.
You're willing to work for $10? Why?
For once in my life, I'll be getting money from somebody named Ida.
Okay, it's a deal, Eddie. Here's the routine, and let's rehearse the act right now.
We'll do it. All right. Cookie Fairchild, music, if you please. Why, little girl, how do you do?
How do you do?
Haven't I seen you someplace before?
You may have. I've often been there.
Well, tell me, kid, do you like the suit I'm wearing? It was made by Hart, Krafner, and Cobb.
Looks like something Roebuck made when Sears had his back turned.
Just the same, honey, the girls I go with like it.
Are you popular with the ladies?
Yes. I always have a girl on the string.
That one you had last night should have been on a leash.
You shouldn't talk that way to me today, because I'm worried about my mother.
Yes? What's the matter?
Well, you see, we moved to Boston and I was born.
Yes?
Then we moved to Twin Falls and my two brothers were born.
Yes?
Then we moved to Three Rivers, Michigan and my three sisters were born.
Yes?
My father wants to move to the Thousand Islands. The bells are ringing for me and my...
Isn't he the nicest man? Bought my ring at the 5 and 10.
The birds are singing for me and my...
He's as sweet as sugar candy. In the parlor, he's so handy.
Everybody is knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing every Susie and Sal.
From the kitchen he won't budge when I'm making maple fudge.
They're congregating for me and my...
I love him so, I must knock wood. When he shaves, he smells so good.
The parson's waiting for me and my...
When the preacher makes us one, holy gee, won't we have fun.
And someday we're gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more. In love land for me and my...
My heart is beating fast with joy. I know our first will be a boy.
What'll you bet? In love land for me and my gal. You know, Ida, I've got dancing in my blood.
You must have poor circulation. Hasn't got to your feet yet. By the way, Eddie, whatever happened to that watchdog you had?
Oh, we gave him away.
Wasn't he any good?
Well, we didn't mind when the burglar got in the house and he didn't bark. But when he started carrying the burglar searchlight, that was going too far.
We have a remarkable dog, too.
You have?
Yes. The other day, when a fire broke out, the dog ran into the house, came out with the insurance policies wrapped in a damp towel.
No. Speaking of remarkable animals, my father's in the hospital, you know.
Yes? What's the matter with him?
He has housemaid's knee.
Housemaid's knee?
Yes, my mother caught him sitting on it.
Speaking of housemaid's knee, Eddie, my family just bought a farm.
Is it a large farm?
Well, we have 100 chickens and we get 99 eggs.
Why only 99 eggs?
The other one is the bookkeeper.
No!
Eddie, yeah. You certainly are at home on the stage.
Well, it wasn't always that way, Ida. When I first went on the stage, I was nervous and jerky.
Well, you're not nervous now.
In love. Ida, at that, you know, we'd be great in vaudeville together. Why do you say that we actually form a team, huh?
Well, Eddie, are you sure I'm the partner you want?
Of course, Ida. Why, with your talent, we couldn't miss. Now, listen. I start the act with a buck and wing. Then I do a quick change into a blackface number.
That's when I go on.
No. I lead right into a couple of jokes. Big laugh, see?
Then me.
No. Then I've got a great juggling routine.
And now me.
Finally, I top off the act with a sensational acrobatic stunt. There I am, balancing 6 goldfish bowls and riding a bicycle on a tightrope 50 feet over the stage.
But, Eddie, what about me?
You! Do you have to do anything? Why, you'll stand on the side of the stage and smile. And who'll look at me?
Just smile? Is that all?
Is that all, Ida? You should never underestimate your smile. Harry can tell you that. That leads
you... Yes, Eddie is right, Miss Lupino. A lovely smile will get attention every time. And because an attractive smile means so much to everyone, ladies and gentlemen, it certainly pays to take care of your smile. And about the best way I know to do that is between regular visits to your dentist to faithfully use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. Because healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And Ipana not only cleans and brightens teeth thoroughly, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to help gums to a healthier firmness. So why don't you follow this simple, healthful routine?
Regularly brush your teeth with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So, ladies and gentlemen, ask your druggist tomorrow for a tube of Ipana toothpaste. And since the government has ruled that we can't buy toothpaste of any kind unless we turn in an empty tube, don't forget to take an empty metal tube of some sort with you when you get your Ipana toothpaste.
Eddie?
Yes, Ida?
I really enjoy doing our vaudeville act. Let's team up and do it in a theater.
Oh, no. I didn't want you to take me seriously. You see, it's too old-fashioned. It's corny. Why, no agent would hire our act unless he were an ignorant, lame-brained dope.
How do you do?
Russian. You? You are in the theatrical business?
I'm not in the monkey business. I shall produce a great play. The Führer died at dawn.
Not the Führer. The general died at dawn.
I can dream, can't I?
Oh, stop it. Russian, I want you to meet my partner, Ida Lupino.
Charmed, I'm sure indeed. Allow me to shake you by the ankle.
By the hand.
You shake what you like and I'll shake what I like.
Russian, you must recognize Miss Lupino. Did you see Life Begins at 8:30?
Did I see Life Begins at 8:30? Kiddos, did I see? I was in it.
You was in it?
Yeah.
That's impossible. I was the leading lady.
Mm.
Are you sure you were in Life Begins at 8:30?
Maybe I left at 7:15.
I don't know. Russian.
Yes?
Are you certain you can get us on the stage?
Mine dear you. I will book you into my greatest theater, Grauman's Moscow.
Grauman's Moscow?
Yes.
Do you think that we would make a hit there?
I guarantee you, you will play to standing room only.
But how can you guarantee standing room only?
No seats.
Oh, you're impossible, Russian. I don't want you as my agent.
Please don't say that. I get a thrill working for you, Miss Lupinets.
No. You get a thrill working for Miss Lupino. Why do you say peanuts?
That's what I get working for you.
Keep quiet. I don't pay no attention to him. He's no producer. He does this every week. He's an imposter.
Don't say that. That don't say. I come from a theatrical family.
You.
My poor father was the world's greatest showman.
No.
What happened to him?
He was killed by a weasel.
Little weasel killed your father?
Yes. You see, one day he was sitting on the railroad tracks.
Yes.
Suddenly a train came along.
Yes.
And he didn't hear the weasel.
No! And he didn't hear the weasel. Ida, you've been a good sport taking all this ribbing, and I do want to thank you for coming here tonight.
No, Eddie, I want to thank you.
No.
Yes, I've learned a great lesson from you tonight, just watching you work.
Well, thank you, Ida.
Yes, Eddie. It's taught me never to be discouraged. Uh-huh. Any man who can get as far as you have without talent, without looks...
Good night, Ida.
...with a no personality...
Ida.
...with absolutely
Ida, good
nothing.
Night. Good night, Ida. Good night. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring you this message. These fine and moving words appeared in a recent issue of Time magazine as an advertisement for the New Haven Railroad entitled The Kid in Upper Fall. It is 3:42 a.m. on a troop train. Men wrapped in blankets are breathing heavily. Two in every lower berth, one in every upper. This is no ordinary trip. It may be their last in the USA till the end of the war. Tomorrow they will be on the high seas. One is wide awake, listening, staring into the blackness. It is the kid in Upper Four. Tonight he knows he is leaving behind a lot of little things and big ones. The taste of hamburgers and pop. The feel of driving a roadster over a six-lane highway. A dog named Shucks or Spot or Barnacle Bill. The pretty girl who writes so often. That gray-haired man so proud and awkward at the station. The mother who knit the socks he'll wear soon. Tonight he's thinking them over. There's a lump in his throat and maybe a tear fills his eye. It doesn't matter, kid. Nobody will see. It's too dark. A couple of thousand miles away where he's going, they don't know him very well. But people all over the world are waiting, praying for him to come. And he will come, this kid in Upper Four, with new hope, peace, and freedom for a tired, bleeding world. Good luck to you, kid in Upper Four, and all you other kids wherever you are. You've got a big job to do, and we know you're going to do it. So that next Christmas and all the Christmases to come may be white. White with the light of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Thank you. Thank you for being with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We do hope you'll be back again next week to help us roll out the carpet for our special guest, Lieutenant J.G. Phil Harris of the United States Merchant Marine. We'll also have our regular gang on hand, Dinah Shaw and Harry Von Zell, the Mad Russian, the Ambassadors, and little Cookie Fairchild in the orchestra. So remember... I love to spend each Wednesday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling.
Hello? Yes, miss, that was the Eddie Cantor show you just heard. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica, Ipana, Touche. Touche, a new beauty discovery, a hand lotion. No, this lotion is based on a brand new idea, beforehand protection. Beforehand. You see, other lotions are applied after you have had your hands in water. You smooth Touche on before your daily soap and water tasks to protect your hands against the harsh drying effects of hot soapy water. Surely it's grand for smoothing rough elbows and knees, too. That's right, Touche, T-O-U-S-H-A-Y. Well, you're more than welcome. Good night.
This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
K.
KFI Los Angeles, by transcription.